Okay, in the name of Lord Jesus I speak. Please turn back to chapter 45. Now, okay, now, like what we said before, now the dynamic is actually with Joseph, right? He could choose to, eliminate his brothers altogether, and he also, could choose to fulfill the will of God. Now, so from here we find that if a person is not godly in the eyes of God, it is virtually impossible for him to accomplish the will of God. He had to make a very conscientious choice here, either to choose to patch up the relationship or choose to destroy the family. Right? Now you find that without having understood the will of God, he would not have done what he did. Okay. Now I want to look at verse 9. Yeah. Hurry and go up to my father and said to him, thus says, your son Joseph, God has made me Lord of all Egypt. Come down to me, do not tarry. Right? Now, not only that, he also promised them to give them to live in the best of the land, that is the land of Goshen. Right? We can see this in verse 10. Right? And not only that, he also promised them that he would provide them for their needs, not only their brothers, but also their family members. Right? So you can see, when a person is filled with the grace of God, it's like he is able to do a lot of gracious things towards others. But the outflowing of grace of God is immense. It's hard to imagine. Very hard to imagine. Now look at what he did to the brothers. Verse 15. Moreover, he kissed all his brothers and wept over them. And after that, his brother talked with him. Right? Now, the kissing here represent what? Yeah, the war between them, has been removed. Right? There's no more grudge or anger or frustrations. Yeah. And here we find that it's completely destroyed. Why? By the power of God. So when we have fully understood the will of God, you find that we can remove every barrier. Right? Not a problem. Really not a problem. Right? Now, we look at verse 20. I have to, skip some of the verses. Now, verse 20, also do not be concerned about your goods, for the best of all the land of Egypt is yours. It's like saying to the brothers, pick whatever you want, right? And everything is before you. That kind of love. Right, now, what I'm going to do is, I want to briefly show you, I want to turn back to chapter 37. Yeah, I look at 37 and 39. Okay, you don't have to follow the exact wording. It's up to you. Okay, action of the brothers towards Joseph. Yeah. And actions of Joseph towards his brothers. Okay. Now look at chapter 37. Okay. Now here. Number one, they hated him, yeah? I'm
doing the assignment for you. Because I know tomorrow you're going to have a test. This is supposed to be a assignment. Can you not see my fingers? What do I get in return?
Okay, I'm short-sighted, I'm long-sighted, man. Combination of both. Can you see here? Can't see there? Can't see. Okay, verse 4. This one is verse 4. It's 37. Verse 4M. Verse 8. Okay. Now, and then number 2. They could not speak peaceably to Joseph. To him. Yeah? And that is what? Verse 5. Now, I want to verse number 3. They envied him. That is what? Chapter 37, verse 11, yeah? Yeah. Number 4. They conspired to kill him. Hello, can you people see? Can you see? Very likely going to be one of your test questions, okay? I've given everything to you. I'm saying to you now, you can
see on this side.
Yeah, I'm blocking you, obviously. Okay. Where are we? Verse 18 onwards, yeah? Now, when you see FF is not me, okay? The following verses, okay? Oh, no. Following verses. Aiyah. Doesn't matter. This is the right way to quote your verses, okay? It's not my name, for goodness sake. Okay, now where are we? Where are we? Where are we? And so and they saw him, yeah? Finally, they saw him. Chapter 37. Verse 27, yeah? Verse 27. Okay, now, so these are the wicked deeds of his brother. Now, in return, what did Joseph do? Now, I'm going to turn to now to chapter 46. 45. 45, yeah? Now, so what did he say to them? I don't know how to put it. Okay, now he spoke kindly to them, yeah? No, I should say he loved them. Okay. He loved them first. He loved them. Right? This is like a
From where? From his this boy. He's asking them to be close to him, whatever. Okay. Now, he also spoke kindly to them. Yeah, actually, you can see this in the entire chapter 45. Now, the next. He comforted them. And promised to provide for them. And he gave them the best. The best of land. And then he kissed them. It's only 45, right?
Okay, now
I think
sometimes it's important for you to, you know,
come up with this kind of chart to help you understand the
story better. Alright? Now,
from here, from here, we can see, you know, what hatred can bring about. Right? Now we can see jealousy, what jealousy can bring about. And complete devastation. And jealousy distances a person from another. And jealousy, what? Or envy or hatred, what? You know, could cause a person to conspire against another. And more seriously, you'll find that, you know, hatred can actually, you know, develop into a kind of murderous intent, which I mentioned before. Now, you find that, you know, that is the end result of what? Being jealous, being angry, being, you know, you know, when you hit someone, that's the end result, right? Now, you can see the power and strength of Joseph. This power, right? This is power. This is what God wants to see in our life. You know, someone can cause you so much grief, right? But here we find that Joseph did the reverse. Exactly the reverse. You understand what I'm saying? Now, think about this, yeah? I cannot imagine, if he has not forgiven them all,
I don't think you can kiss them. Can you kiss someone who wanted to kill you? Well, I love you. Can you do that? Can you? No, not possible.
That's why this one here tells us about what? What he has said is not empty. Not empty talk. Not empty promises. What? He sealed all this, he said, with a kiss. I'm not talking about love story, okay?
You get what I'm saying now? Hello?
That's the power of God's love.
When you have understood the will of God, this is what you get. Right? So do you think you can do this? Which one is easier to do? This one? We are God's children. We can make a difference. All right? You can make a difference in your own family, in the church. Right? You can. No problem. You can turn your family into a lovely family. It's up to you. I finished telling my story. No more story coming. So can I conclude? Bye-bye. No, I can't do that. Go on, come. Right now, I want you to look at Jacob, yeah? We must finish 46 and I give you some, you know, a brief run through or whatever we did. Basically to help you pass your test. Don't be too stressed out. Okay, now chapter 46, huh? Now, when Jacob learned about, you know, Joseph, and Joseph was still alive, the Bible say what? Alright, I want you to read 45 first, yeah? 45, verse 27. But when they told him all the word which Joseph had said to them, and when he saw the carts which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob, their father, revived. He was back to life again. After having been dead for how many years? 23 years. Suddenly, his soul was resurrected. Okay? Now, we move on. Now, so when you look at chapter 46, the first thing that he did is he went to Beersheba and offered sacrifices to God, what? Of his father Isaac. He went to Beersheba to offer sacrifices. Yeah? Now, again, here is shown maturity on the part of Jacob. You know, you can imagine if you were Jacob, I think, you know, we would rush to Egypt just to see our son. Is that so? But here's different. It's different. Okay? Now, so what did he say? So he said, I'm God, the God, God said to him, I'm God, the God of your father, do not fear to go down to Egypt, for I will make of you a great nation. I will go down with you in Egypt, and I will be also surely bring you up again. Joseph will put his hand on your heart. You know, why, if we were Jacob, probably would question God, why did you keep silent for so long? Why didn't you tell me that my son Joseph was still alive? Right? Now, so, sometimes you find that God really wants us to go through suffering, that obviously is for our own good, right? To help us grow. Sometimes we pray and pray and pray and pray and pray, and it seems that God is not answering our prayer. It does not mean that He doesn't care. Right? It does not mean that He has not heard our prayer. Right? Sometimes we just need to exercise faith in God. Right? So this Jacob, so he first went down to what? To Egypt, yeah? I mean to Beersheba to pray to God, right? Now, so obviously, you know, he took with him all his livestock and whatever, and they went down to Egypt. Now, so this is the genealogy of Jacob, yeah, from verse 9 onwards. I mean, verse 8 onwards. Now, so from verse 28 onwards, they got settled down in Goshen, the best of land in Egypt. The best land was given to them. Now, you can imagine, if Joseph had not chosen to mend the relationship of the family, then they would not have what? Enjoy the blessing of God. Now, think about this. Yeah? Think about this. Do you think Joseph could enjoy himself without the father, without the family? Do you think he could enjoy all the grace with a heart of peace? No. No. Right? Let's say he killed all the brothers or put them in prison. Yeah? You think his conscience will be clear? No. Right? That's why, class, you need to remember, whatever we do must be right before God. If you do things with a clear conscience and whatever actions you have done is in line with the Word of God, then you'll find that your conscience will always be clear. Right? You'll find that you will what? You will rejoice in the Lord. Yeah, this is how we find power and strength and peace in God. Right? You find that the story of Joseph is a very wonderful one, because he practically like pulled a broken family back to where it should be. right? So, you know, with the grace of God that he was given everything. Okay, chapter 46. Do you think I need to go through with you some of the questions? Okay, this is one of them, okay? Please remember this. I'm telling you now, this is one of them. I want you to maybe draw a chart, you know, make some comparison or contrast between the behavior of Joseph and the behaviors of his brothers, right? How they treated one another. That's the one. Yes.
Is the test.
No la. No, you have to remember, you just list down three or four. Class, don't argue. I am the in charge. Okay, you have to remember at least three or four points, okay? If my mood is good, then you don't have to put down verses. My mood swings from one extreme to another. It depends on how you behave yourself in the class. Okay, just do this. Remember some of the key verses or whatever. Right? Why are you so afraid? Sometimes it's good for you to commit some verses into your memory so that it will become handy in the future. Is it not so? So that you can use them. If you want to teach RE, at least you know where to find the story of Joseph. You won't go to Revelation to look for Joseph, will you? Okay, so what is the problem with remembering verses? Is this too big a task? No. Then why worry? How come every time I talk about tests you want to bargain with me? You don't understand. Okay, this is the one, yeah, one of them. Hello. It's okay. Class.
Yeah.
Okay, now turn back to chapter 26. I'm helping you now, okay? You don't listen, then if you fail, don't blame me. Don't blame me. Okay, chapter 26. Now, I may ask you, how did God open a way for, or how did God make room for Isaac? No, I may ask you, how did God make room for Isaac? Right? I may ask you, please sum up the story of Isaac with a verse from Proverbs. Are you writing it down now? How did God make room for Isaac? Yeah, please sum up the story of Isaac with a verse from Proverbs. Okay, we move on. Isaac. Okay, I will ask you to quote maybe two examples of children who grieve the parents. Remember? Two examples of children who grieve the parents. Hello. These people, I shouldn't be doing this. I'm betraying my own conscience. Give two examples of children who grieve their parents. I'm giving questions. You shouldn't be asking me, okay? No, I can't tell you. You go and look for yourself. I'm going to change the questions anyway. Class. Listen. What are you people doing? These people, they climb over my head now. Never listen. Okay, now... don't ask. Okay, but I will ask you, how do you know that forget it. This question is too difficult for you. I don't think you know.
Actually, don't even tell us. Just put it in there.
Okay, if you want to do it, I shut my mouth and sit for the test.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay. Why was Jacob able to speak to, able to meet Esau without fear eventually? You know, before that he struggled. Yeah? Divided into different camps. Blah, blah, blah. Remember that? Hello. You understand? Okay. I think I've given enough. That's it. Yeah. No more. Okay, class, any questions? I'm ready to answer your questions. Some can't go on anymore. No questions? Hmm? Can't hear you. The pass mark, thank you, 90. The DL will tell you. Okay. I need to leave something for tomorrow, yeah? So, I'll finish the whole book in the morning, the first session, and the second will be your test. So, I've given you about 3-4 questions already. You should be able... Should be able. Okay. Question? But if not, yeah, we turn back to chapter 45. Now, I want you to look at verse 5, yeah? Verse 5 again. But now do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourself because you saw me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. Okay? Now, you find that Joseph at that point in time was the most powerful man on earth, to be honest about it. And also you find that he said to the brother, he has been made a father to Pharaoh. Right? And he even said to the brother that, please tell our father that now I am the Lord in Egypt. Okay, he was the most powerful person. Have you guys copied this down already?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm teaching kindergarten, you know. Okay, now, when he was first made the governor, he's like Pharaoh, yeah? Pharaoh was above him, yeah? So, this is Pharaoh and then Joseph. Okay, this one. Now, you find that after a while, it seems that now, right? For some reasons, yeah? And Joseph, no? Pharaoh, right? Whatever decision made by Joseph is like final. Whoever wanted to enter into the land must get permission from Joseph. And not only that, he became a father to Pharaoh. And the Bible also said he is a father to Pharaoh and he is also a Lord. The most powerful man on earth at the time. Right? That's why I said the dynamic is with Joseph. You get what I'm saying? Now, the verse we have just read, we understand that it's like now, even though he was the most powerful man, you'll find that the will of God always on top of this. You get what I'm saying? And this is a man of... This is a man of man who truly fears God. Right? Now, if you superimpose your will on top of the will of God, then you are not a godly person. You know, especially in this kind of situation, it's very difficult for someone not to exercise his will above all. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, you find that he was a God-fearing person. He knew very well that someone is on top of him, that's the Lord. Right? You can see this very clearly in chapter 45. Right? He said he was sent here by God. You saw me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. Right? That's humility. And that is understanding. So, you find that when, if we truly fear God, yeah, there is always a way out of difficult situations. There's always a way out. Now, if we do not fear God, you find that you will become, what? You will become the master of your own life. Right? Joseph is very different. Right. Now, you know, this one I have done. Okay, this one I have done. I try to highlight. You know, when you study the Bible, you must know how to highlight your Bible as well, so that you can remember. Now, if you turn to chapter 45, yeah. Now, you find that verse 5, he said, "God has sent me. God sent me before you to preserve life." It's like what? The due respect is given to God, okay? Right? Now, he said, God has sent me. Now, if you look at verse 7, again he said what? God sent me before you, isn't it? Why did God send him? Yet to preserve life and also to deliver life, yeah? To save your life by a great deliverance. So, like, he was saying that like he was a servant. Yeah, in the presence of God, he was only a servant. Even though at that time he was a father to Pharaoh, he was the Lord of the entire nation of Egypt. Can you see now? He was only a servant to be sent by God. Okay, now look at verse 8. Now, so now it was not you who sent me, but God. Again, why did he keep mentioning this? Yeah, to instill the ideas in the mind. Yeah. Now, if you look at verse 8, there's something that I didn't mention. And Lord, L-O-R-D, and also a ruler. Can you see? Can you see now? Yeah? Father, Lord, and ruler. Hello. Yeah? Now, verse 9. God has made me Lord of all Egypt. Whatever he has, all this title here, all this power, right? He attributed to the power of God. It's something that God has given to him. Can you see? Yeah? Okay. Alright, now I want you to look at, where is it? Yes. Okay, that's all, yeah? So, can you see now? Now you need to. Sometimes you need to highlight all these key words in your Bible to help you understand. Right? He is the Father. He's the Lord. He is the ruler. But in the eyes of God, as far as he's concerned, he recognized that he was only a servant. Okay, I've spoken too much. No question? Okay, class, think about this. Can you make a difference when you go back home? Can you make a difference in your family? Can you? Or are you going to make a difference? Unbelievable. Are you going to make a difference in your family?
Yes.
Eh? Hello? Okay. You pray.